This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A new report says that advocates for Americans held hostage overseas are concerned the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan could make it harder to bring home captives from the country. The annual report from the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation examines the status of U.S. government efforts to secure the release of hostages and unlawful detainees in foreign countries. The report shows general satisfaction with changes instituted as part of a 2015 hostage policy overhaul, but it also raises potential areas for improvement, including more mental health and financial support for hostages and detainees who return from captivity. Police say a bus carrying migrant workers after the lifting of coronavirus restrictions in India hit a van on a highway in northern India, killing at least 17 people. The police say that the bus overturned after colliding with the van coming from the opposite direction, southwest. The migrant workers were on the way to resume work with industries reopening after the end of the lockdown restrictions. Police say the bus passengers complained the driver was just going too fast. More than 110,000 people are killed every year in road accidents across India, according to police, most blamed on reckless driving. An international monitoring group is accusing police officers in Colombia of responsibility for the deaths of at least 20 people during the civil unrest that has raged for weeks. The figure included in a report from Human Rights Watch released Wednesday is higher than the one acknowledged by authorities. The organization also accuses police of other violent actions against protesters, including sexual abuse, beatings, and arbitrary detentions. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.